This is the Mindful Experiment Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Vic. Excited that you're here. This podcast is all about diving deep into the mind and understanding this experiment or this game we call life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
The biggest battle that we will ever have to face is the battle between you and you. It's the battle of taking your mind to that limit and then breaking through. On the Mindful Experiment podcast, we will be interviewing individuals who have done that, who have gone through the struggles, who have tried to create a reality in all that they could. And when all the odds were against them, they made the impossible possible. I'm your host, Dr. Vic Manzo, and I want to thank you for being on the podcast and taking this journey with me as we go through and discover different avenues to break through those limits, different avenues to help you expand your reality so that you can evolve into the person that you desire to be. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of The Mindful Experiment. I'm your host, Dr. Vic, and today we're going to talk about something that kind of discourages people, at least most people, and it's something that we try to avoid a lot, actually. I have been told many times, and I've seen it in reality in my business and speaking and so much more, that people will spend twice as much money to avoid pain than to just do the work that they need to do. Men will spend twice as much money to avoid rejection than to go through it and learn from it. We will spend twice as much money to avoid our fears than to work go through them. It's just a human reality that we face. And let's face it, today we're talking about failures. We're talking about you put effort in and things didn't go through. And I want to be the first to tell you that without failures, there's no growth. Without failures, there's no evolution. Without failures, there's no success. Without failures, there's no expansion. Without failures, there's nothing. You need failure in life to truly succeed. Now, I'm not the first to come out with this. There's tons of people that have written books on it and so much more. But in this one, I wanted to share how I wanted you to understand when you look at something like a lump of coal, right? You look at this coal and you really start to analyze and go, okay, how the heck does a coal become a diamond, right? Well, it's simple. You put it under enough pressure over a certain amount of time, that pressure turns creates heat. From the heat and the pressure combined together, once it hits a certain point, boom, and the diamond will occur. A diamond will be created. So you need the pressure. You need that. That pressure is failure. You need the heat to help it change and shift to with that beautiful diamond to shine brightly. Right? That's failure. Excuse me. Failure is what you need in order to grow and expand. Failure is what you need to shine like a diamond. I think there was a song by that. And so as you continue doing the things you do, you need failure. You know, there's a book out called Fail. You know, some people say Fail Forward. There's a book out called Fail Up. I just like to say Fail Forward, because here's the thing in life, guys. The best quote I ever heard that sums up life in all of its nutshell, and I know it's not from like some big philosopher, it's not from some big scientist or anything like that. It came from a movie, Rocky Balboa, Rocky VI. And it was as simple as, it doesn't matter how hard you can hit. What matters is how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now you got to do what you got to do to go out, take out the world, then go ahead. But you got to be willing to take to do the work. And I don't remember the rest of the quote, but that's how it goes. And so it's all about how much you can hit, not how much you can, how much you can take, not how much you can hit. How many failures can you take till you get that success? You know, the story goes that Thomas Edison failed 10,000 times. And when they asked him, man, you failed 10,000 times to figure out the light bulb. You know what he said? I found out 10,000 ways how not to do it. People bashed Elon Musk. He kept failing with the rockets and all this other stuff. When are you going to give up? This is your third try. So much money's been wasted because you did that. He goes, no, I'm going to keep going. I'm just figuring out ways that didn't work for me. Michael Jordan talks about how he missed over 9,000 shots of his life. 26 shots was where the game was on the line. And he was the one that was, if he made it, they won. He missed, they lost. And he missed 26 times. Failures in all of us. We've all experienced it. But here's the secret. The people who handle failure and keep moving forward and fail forward and keep learning from their failures and grow from that are the super successful people. The people who let their failures deter them, push them away, never go forward again in life, it's not going to happen. And so when that happens, the thing is, when we look at life, then it's that one perspective of looking at your life and saying, well, where have I failed? Right? How much have I given up? In a former podcast, I talked about a little bit about the in being relentless. I talk about being a child, how it's built into us to be relentless. Well, relentless is letting failure teach you. Relentless is keep moving forward. Relentless is taking as many hits as you have to take in order to get the win. You don't care what it takes as long as you get the win. As long as you keep learning and keep evolving. KFC. Many people know that. Many people know, I think it's Colonel Sanders. And all this other stuff. Well, first off, he didn't start his career with KFC, that whole concept, until he was 65 years old. The other thing is, I think it was 106 no's he got when it came to him trying to achieve and someone just to take his recipe. They pay him a royalty, he gives them the recipe, and they cook. 106 no's till he got his first yes. And look at him now. Well, he was alive. But look at the whole chain of KFC and how big it's become, an imprint in America. You see, that's failing forward. It's learning. It's growing. What are the areas, other individuals that you look at? You know, I know when I first started getting really serious about baseball, man, there was a lot of failures I had. If I failed and someone struck me out, I was going to figure out, was it me? Was I totally mentally into the game? Or was that pitcher great and I got to learn how to be aware of some things? And so I'll study the pitcher and see it and learn it. And then from there, I go forth. I remember in eighth grade, there was a pitcher that we had. He was the hardest throwing pitcher, struck out so many people. And that year, I was on the All-Star team. And I looked at my coach. I was getting ready to go up to bat. And I said, I have him figured out. I got him. He's like, go up and do it. I said, I got him. He was the fastest throwing pitcher that we ever, in the whole league. He threw me a fastball, letter high. I just felt it coming, saw it, swung, and I hit a triple. If there was a fence, it was a home run. And so I knew. I saw it. I remember another pitcher, one of the best in one of the semi-pro teams I played in playoffs. I remember he was striking out a ton of people, and we had an opportunity to score some runs, and I just said, looked at my coach, said, I got this. I figured him out. I know what he does when he's throwing a curveball. I know what he does when he's throwing a slider. I know what he does when he throws a changeup. I figured it out. I'll catch the spin of the ball, and I'll make something happen. And I did. I ripped a double. So, you know, it's figuring things out. But how many times did I fail? I failed, too. That pitcher struck me out in 8th grade many times. 7th grade, 6th grade, he struck me out. That pitcher I went against who had that off-speed stuff, he got me a couple few times. Especially one time when bases were loaded. He got me to strike out. So, but I've learned. I growed and I expanded. I never stopped. Business, same thing. You know how many times I failed in business? You know how many times I failed in so many different areas of my life? My marriage, my relationships, financially, so many different things. I failed in so many ways. And so have you. But I'm relentless in the sense that I'm gonna do what it takes to get to the life I want to have. And one of the things I truly believe that people want is freedom. You want freedom. And I'm not talking about freedom from what laws give you. I'm talking about freedom to do what you choose, what you want. To not be held down. To not be forced to do something that you can just, excuse me, you can go ahead and do whatever it is you desire. And you can do it on your time and do it when you want. I truly believe that. And that's my freedom. If I wanted to go this weekend and looked at my wife and said, hey, let's go. I want to go away this weekend. Let's go. Let's go have dinner over here. We'll go do this over here and we'll go do that. I want to be able to do that. Heck, if I have to fly a private jet, I'll fly a private jet. Let's make it even bigger. And I'll do what it takes to get there. Now, I'm not money hungry. It's just that these are the things that I vision to have and what I want. I want to have that vision in my life to just be able to do that. How many more failures do I have to go to get there? That's what I tell myself. How many more failures do I have to go to get there? Right? It's all about doing the work and you learn along the way. When you were a child, a little infant, learning to become a toddler, you failed a gazillion times. Okay? Did you just all of a sudden know how to crawl from being able barely to turn from left to right? Did you all of a sudden go from crawling to walking on your first try? Or how about walking to climbing? Those things didn't happen. What you ended up doing was is you were falling a gazillion times. Trying to crawl but can't get your legs to coordinate. Trying to do all that and make that stuff happen. You would try all these different things and it wouldn't happen. You try to go ahead and try to walk and you kept plopping on your tush every single time. But you never stopped. You kept going. Then when it came to climbing, you tried to figure out how to climb and you get halfway there and you fall. Halfway there, you fall over here. But you kept going forth because you knew that eventually it was going to happen. It was ingrained in you. You never stopped moving forward until you mastered it. And as children, we did this all our lives. But as adults, we let those lessons teach us to pull away. I've seen family members, some people very dear to me, do this. They had a major failure in life. They ran away from it and they'll never go back. Or they were super successful at one point. And now they let that failure hold them back and never go to strive and try to grow and expand and be that person that they could potentially be. Don't let your failures dictate you. Let you dictate your failures. And what I mean by that is you take the hits and you keep moving forward. If it knocks you on your ass, you figure out a way to get back up. Because as Les Brown says, if I get knocked down, as long as I can look up, I can get up. Right? So it's about you taking that opportunity. When you're knocked on your ass, you figure a way to get up. The beautiful thing about life, there's no countdown, except for, you know, our time to go. But what I mean by that is, when you get knocked down, there's not someone counting you to 10 until you failed. I mean, that's it. You can't do this no more. The only person that dictates that is you. If you're on your ass for 30 counts, who cares? If you're on your ass for one day, 30 days, a whole year, it doesn't matter. The point is you got up. The point is you start moving forward. You learn from your lessons. You take it down. You figure it out and you move forward. That's how life is. Life was designed, and I talk about this in my book. Life was designed to test you first and you learn the lesson second. It goes against all the learning that we ever been programmed in our life. In life, you learn something, get tested, and then you're like, okay, this is what I am now. You're not that. It's not like I came out of chiropractic school and I was a chiropractor. Far from it. What I know now, the experiences, the techniques, the communication skills and everything is nowhere near what I was when I first came out. I'm more of a chiropractor now than I was then, but I'll be even more of a chiropractor 5 years from now, a year from now, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. I'm evolving, expanding, and growing, and I'm never stopping. Being a mindful neuroscience trainer. When I first started doing this with friends and helping with certain stuff and picking out certain people to help with, what I did then compared to now, drastically different. Running my online university. I've ran these programs before, but when I first ran them, I failed multiple times. Said wrong quotes. I forgot things I was supposed to say, things didn't line up. But I didn't stop. I kept moving forward. I had a vision. And now, I could definitely present. I've presented over 1,000 times. I've done 1,000 different presentations online and in person. And I know now I'm great. But guess what? A year, 2 years, 5 years from now, I'll be even better. The book I wrote, great book. I think it's a solid book. Could it be better? Of course it can be better. Since I've written it, do I look it back and go, man, I wish I added this in and that in. Oh, I wish I did this. I would have changed the terminology around here. I would have made the flow better here. Of course. That means I'm evolving and growing. Did I fail in those areas when I wrote it? Of course I did, but I'm going to grow from them. That's why I'm writing 30 plus books in my life. Because each I can write just from my one book, 11 books. Because I can expand and give you deeper understanding and flow from there. So in life, you have to fail forward. And you do this, you fail in many different ways. If you played an instrument, you failed a gazillion times. If you learned a sport, you failed a gazillion times. If you learned a new craft, you failed a gazillion times. You're going to fail. When I made my first adjustment, I wouldn't even call it an adjustment. It was more like manipulating. It was just, I didn't know what the heck I was doing. I just knew how the joints move and I went to do it. This was all in school. This is how we learn. Now, I can adjust anybody. And I'm not even talking with an instrument. I can do it manually too. Because I've done it so much, I know exactly, there's such a finesse and an art to it, but it took time for me to get there. And it'll take time for you too, but guess what? If you keep getting up, doesn't matter how many times you get knocked on your ass, if you keep getting up, there's going to come a point when you start to get moving forward more. But there's something in life's going to knock you down again. There will always be something there. Because in life, you need challenges to grow. In life, you need those lessons, those failures to grow. That's the only way. Life is all about contrast. If you don't have contrast, you can't grow, evolve, learn, and expand. You don't gain the experiences you need to. And that, my friends, is why I highly recommend that when you fail, get back up, keep moving forward, don't look back. Take time to learn those lessons. Meditate on them. Really go deep and wide as far as you can with what you may have failed at. And then create a game plan to how you're going to practice, how you're going to create discipline to get better. Keep sharpening the knives and always keep them sharp, because if you don't, they do dull out.
Thank you for listening to the Mindful Experiment Podcast. For past shows, please visit www.empoweryourreality.com. I hope this show inspired you and added to your life to help you rediscover who you really are, to break through those limits. For connecting with us on social media, please check us out on Facebook at www.facebook.com/empoweryourreality. You can check us out on Twitter. Our handle is DrVic21. And also check us out on Instagram. It's instagram.com/DrVicManzo. And as always, if this show you found to be helpful for you, by paying it forward and sharing this podcast with someone that you know who could benefit from it. And last but not least, if you liked the podcast show, please give us a review. 5-star. We'd appreciate that. Thank you for listening to the Mindful Experiment, helping you discover your infinite potential.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.